The Sam LaPrade Show continues on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
Collected a use of force and strip search interactions. The results have confirmed what for many decades, racialized communities, particularly the Black and Indigenous communities, have been telling us, that they are disproportionately over-policed. This data demonstrates the unfortunate realities of those experiences. As an organization, we have not done enough to ensure that every person in our city receives fair and unbiased policing. And for this, as Chief of Police and on behalf of the service, I am sorry and I apologize unreservedly.
That's Interim Toronto Police Chief James Raymer, apology to the Black community. This is an issue that we know isn't just in Toronto. It's in Ottawa, too. We wanted to speak today with Robin Brown, co-lead of 613-819 Black Hub. Hi, Robin.
Hey, Sam.
Robin, when you hear those words from Interim Toronto Police Chief James Raymer, what are your thoughts?
Well, I thought is actually the apology he's giving and the things he's apologizing for are things that we've known and the data has shown for years, and that is that the police forces, Toronto, Ottawa included, they disproportionately discriminate against Black Indigenous folks. So instead of an apology, what we really want them to do is to stop doing that stuff, first of all, like stop disproportionately arresting people, stop disproportionately using force on people. But again, as you know, ultimately what we really want is the, again, this doesn't change anything, but what we really want is the police forces to be abolished and for all that money to go to things that actually do keep us all safer, like affordable housing and domestic violence programs and education programs and even things like art programs, right? Like these are we really want to take a larger view of community safety.
And we know at the press conference this morning, Interim Toronto Police Chief James Raymer offering that apology, as we heard, on behalf of the Toronto Police to the city's Black community ahead of releasing new data on the use of force against racialized people in Toronto. And these newly released statistics, Robin, they're shocking in many ways to me, probably not to you. Show that Black people faced a disproportionate amount of police enforcement and the use of force in 2020, including the fact they're more likely to have an officer point a gun at them, regardless of whether they were perceived as armed or unarmed, than white people in the same situation. Give me a sense of you know, that particular example of your thoughts.
Yeah. Well, as we know, I mean, you mentioned that the auto police force released their own use of force data a few weeks ago, but use of force race data, and it showed much the same that Toronto did, that they disproportionately use force on Black Indigenous folks. And here's the thing: part of the reason that we really don't even feel that the apologies like that given by the Toronto police are genuine is that. Because what happened in Ottawa? So, Acting Chief Bell presented the OPS's use of force race data as if the OPS had collected it voluntarily. Like they said, hey, let's. But they didn't, right? The Ontario government ordered them to collect it over 2 years ago, just like it ordered all police forces in Ontario, like Toronto. The Toronto report is a result of them being forced to release it, right? So. Ottawa police were forced to collect that data. Right? It took them 2 years to release it, just like they were forced by the Ontario Human Rights Commission to collect race-based traffic stop data back in 2013. Right, and 9 years later, we see that the result is the same. Right, the OPS and now Toronto treat Black and Indigenous and Middle Eastern people worse. So we're like, things like the apology saying we're going to work harder, we're going to make change. We're like, no, we don't believe that. The data keeps on showing you're not making any change at all. So time to go.
So what is the answer, Robin? Because clearly, and you know, you and I have had endless conversations about this over the last couple of years. We know that former police chief Peter Slowly, you had great aspirations for his time, knowing that he was the first Black police chief here in Ottawa. And we know what happened there. Obviously, he resigned during the convoy. Do you think there's anybody now, when I think about the big loss of Councillor Rolson King on the Ottawa Police Service Board, that was a huge loss as well. Who is, I mean, other than you, Robin, because I know you're at all these meetings, who is keeping their eye on this issue here in Ottawa?
Well, there's a number of groups in town that are doing that. And again, and we all keep calling for the same thing, and this really backs it up, right? Well, ultimately, the goal is to abolish the Ottawa Police. But in on the way there, though, there are some changes that need to be made, right? And this is the data really highlights this. And that is that, like, basically, so we've been comparing the Ottawa Police to, like, an abusive husband, right? And one of the ways where that analogy really comes out, actually, it comes out really well with the data thing, right? That here they are apologizing for what's going on. It's like, well, you've been doing this for a long time, right? It's like an abusive husband coming and saying, oh, look, honey, I won't do it again. In Ottawa, the example we have here is that the police are now involved in creating an alternative mental health crisis response system, right? And this is partly because people push for it because, as you know, there are people who are killed, like Abdi Rahman Abdi, who had mental health issues, police were called, and they ended up dead. The police are leading this. So we were saying, wait a second. This is like, again, this is like there's a role for an abusive husband when his wife decides to leave him and kind of like he needs to give her the Wi-Fi password and, you know, tell her, give her the car keys and that kind of thing. But no, he should not have any role in designing, like working with a team to design her new life after him. And this is what the police are doing in Ottawa, right? They're on this committee to create our new mental health system. So basically, we need to get rid of the abusive husband. Just kind of abolish the whole thing. And again, put the money into things that really, really do keep us safer, right?
Let me ask you this question. If you and I, let's say I was driving in Ottawa or Toronto, I'm just picking on those two cities because we live in one and the report has just come out about the other. So I'm driving and let's say I'm going 30 kilometers over the speed limit. And let's say you're going 30 kilometers over the speed limit. What do you think the difference is in terms of how police interact with you as a Black man and me as a white woman?
Well, the beauty of the data coming out, Sam, is that I don't have to even guess, right? The data shows clearly that what would, according to the data, that I would be treated worse than you would. Right, that's what the data shows. Right? They're disproportionately and probably some kind of use of force, right? Because they cause disproportionately use force on Black and Indigenous people. So I could expect that if I was pulled over like that, and oh, heaven forbid, mentioned something like my rights, like oh, actually, you know, why'd you pull me over, officer? I expect to be hit in the head based on what the data we're seeing right now. And again, keep in mind, we've seen the same data over and over and over again. This is the main point, that they're not changing, right? And also, I guess one of the final points is that the data isn't showing to like that the police are doing anything they're not supposed to be doing, in our view. Right? Like we've always, part of the reason we say abolish the police is because they actually, this is kind of what they were designed to do, was to over-police and marginalize people and stuff. So they're actually doing kind of what they're designed to do. And the results that we're seeing in the data is the expected result. And that's why we're seeing it decade after decade, because it's like, oh, yeah, they're doing what they were actually like first created to do. So if we think this is not a good thing, right, that they're doing this to you know, Black, Indigenous, then the solution is to get rid of them. And let's take that money and put it into, affordable housing, into domestic violence programs, into education programs, into, you know, arts programs in our schools, right?
And let me ask you this. I mean, I think about the police force and I just think about Ottawa 30 years ago. The police force 30 years ago looks very different than it is today because, of course, you know, there has been a big spotlight, and so there should, that the police force represent the community that it serves. So we see, you know, the Black community represented. We see Indigenous community represented. We see more women on the force than ever before. Do you think any of that has actually made a difference, Robin?
No. I'm glad you raised that because that kind of highlight the difference between like folks like us who are abolitionists and reformists, right? So people who are reformists say, hey, exactly, well, all we need are more black officers. But look, like as you just pointed out, over the years, we had more, and it hasn't changed anything. And the reason for that is that when you bring in like more black, more indigenous officers, they don't change the force. The force changes them, and not in good ways.
Wow. That sentence going to stick with me for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Have you said that sentence before, Robin, and at an Ottawa Police Service board meeting?
Not exactly like that, but I'm going to speak at the meeting coming up on the 27th of June, and I think I might throw that one in there, given what just happened with the Toronto.
And what is your goal on June 27th? What was your mandate going into that meeting? Is there something specific at that meeting that you're hoping to accomplish?
Yeah, so I'll be speaking specifically to what I just mentioned about the mental health thing, right? So the whole initiative to create this alternative mental health crisis response system is being led by what's called the Guiding Council. And the problem is that the police are on the Guiding Council, right? And it's clear from the terms of reference of the Guiding Council that what the police are pushing for, in fact, very clear, it says, oh, yeah, we'll create a system where, you don't send police. Oh, we only send police when there's criminal activity present. Right. Now, as your listeners will remember, like when Abdur Rahman Abdi, what led to his death was police called people called the police on him because he was a black man, had mental health issues. He was supposedly in a coffee shop like touching women. Now, mm-hmm. that is criminal activity. So under this new system they're creating, Abdi would end up just as dead. So would Greg Ritchie, right? They had an indigenous person who people called the police on him because they said they saw a man with a knife, which turned out to be a ceremonial tomahawk, and the OPS turned up and killed him, shot him. That's criminal activity when somebody called. So they would, under this new system, they'd still have a bunch of police involved. They'd still have people like Abdi and Greg Ritchie being killed. So I'm speaking directly to that, basically saying the police need to be off that Guiding Council, and they need to be put people with like lived experience and grassroots groups on it, because okay, even if we're moving towards abolition, like right now, if we can do anything to change things so that fewer people get hurt and killed along the way, then we'll definitely do that. And this is one of those things.
Always value your time, Robin. Thank you for joining us on City News.
No problem, Sam.
Thank you, Robin Brown, joining us, co-lead for 613-819 Black Hub. And certainly there'll be more information coming out of this report released today by Toronto Police regarding the black community and the apology that they have given to them. When we come back, my radio sister Sandra Plagakis is going to be here from KISS 105.3, and boy, does she have a story to tell. Stay with us here on City News.
Sam LaPrat will be right back on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.